Hey, welcome to 7 Second Delay. My name's Ken Friedman. I'm of the Jewish persuasion, and I'm here with my Jewish friend Andy Breckman.
Kink in the wire.
Together, the two of us are both Jewish.
Are you just babbling about making a
majority, or really a monopoly, of the host of the program being Jewish. Welcome to the show, Andy, my Jewish friend. Step up to the microphone.
Are you almost done?
I'm done.
Are you near done?
I'm done, baby. Just wanted to establish that you and I are both the chosen people.
So you're...
Get close to the mic.
You're coming off of... you do a solo show, I know, Wednesday morning. So I guess you're in that mode.
Well, you're like 10 feet away from the mic.
Yeah. I love your voice, too. I don't love it as much as you do, apparently, but I love it, too.
No, I hate my voice. Actually, if you must know.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I don't like mine either.
Yeah. I think most people do hate their voices.
When they hear it
on a good recording? Yeah, because it sounds so much different in your head. And when you hear a recording of it, it sounds horrible.
Yeah. When you're in the shower and you're singing, who do you sound like in your head?
Like you.
Yeah. You sound like me in the shower.
Well, that's because I only...
That's what you imagine?
All I ever sing in the shower is "Hand Me Down That Can of Beans."
And you imagine
that's my shower song. Yeah, just imagining that I'm you, pretending that I... Never mind. Hey.
I imagine that I'm you and I'm pleasuring myself. I never thought I'd be comfortable enough to tell you that.
Oh, well, I imagine that I'm you and I can't see my feet. That's what I was trying to say. It's hard to stand like that. Hey, congratulations on your gambling addiction.
I've had a good week.
It turns out I was wrong.
$100 a week.
Your genius son has determined that the chance of you losing $1,000 is 1 in 550, not 1 in 250, I was saying.
So I will win 550 spins, more or less.
But you came within one spin of losing it all again this past weekend.
Yeah, a near-death experience.
Yeah, you got 8 non-reds in a row.
Yeah, but I pulled it out.
Yeah, good for you. And a listener in Scotland emailed me to say that he followed your lead and lost a lot of money.
When will people learn? When will they learn? I've been doing this for 25 years. You'd think they'd learn by now. I'm surprised they listen at all, but to listen and then follow my lead is just crazy.
Oh boy, yeah, talk about crazy.
For most people, I'm a cautionary tale. How was your week?
You are for me. It's been great. Thank you.
Really had a great week.
Thank you for asking. Yeah, it's been a wonderful week.
Can't park in your damn parking lot.
What parking lot?
Exactly.
You're parking.
I had an idea. You know how I can park nearby now? Park around here?
Uh-huh.
Okay, if I drive my Chevy Volt, I'm going to have trouble.
Right. Why?
Because you lost your parking lot. Yeah. But, if I drive my mail truck, I'm golden.
Yes.
Just park right there. There's a whole damn post office.
Yeah, you should drive your mail truck.
Yeah.
The whole staff should get a mail truck.
Everyone should have a mail truck.
That's brilliant.
You can park anywhere you want on this street.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking. I'm thinking Lincoln.
The mail trucks are allowed to park on the sidewalk in this neighborhood.
Mail trucks can run people over. They can go right up across the grass. They're mail trucks.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
I'm here for you.
Yeah, we had not thought of that one before. All right, so what are we doing again?
We are Jew detectives.
Right, we're Jew detectives.
Now, sometimes when you hear the term Jew detectives, you would normally think, there are a couple of detectives of the Hebraic persuasion. They're Semitic detectives. That's not what I mean. When I say Jew detectives, I mean we are going to sniff out the Jews. We're going to we're going to take calls and we're going to talk to people. We're not going to get their names, right? That would be a hint.
Right. No names.
We're just going to we're going to each ask them a question or two, a non-religious-based question, just a cultural question or about their lives.
Yep.
And then we will vote. We will see. You and I will determine whether they are either Jewish or half Jewish. We probably would get more half Jews than you might think, or non Jews.
And half Jew, you're defining that as being either the father or the mother is Jewish.
Yeah.
Even though a real Jew would say that if the mother's not Jewish, then they're not Jewish at all.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Yep, yep, yep. Are you done yet?
Okay, great.
Okay.
No, I just wanted to prove that I'm more Jewish.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm more Jewish than you are.
Yeah. You're certainly more boring than I am.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, so we'll have this contest. What's at stake? What do you want to bet?
One circumcision.
Okay.
What's one reverse circumcision? You tell
to
me.
To put the foreskin back on?
Yeah. You have to have saved it.
That is a self-hating Jew. Boy.
I've saved mine.
Yeah?
Yeah, just waiting for the right moment.
Me too. I've been using mine as a bookmark.
I keep mine in the freezer because yeah. I know. Yeah, yours isn't going to be much good. Yours is going to be pretty worn out.
At least I'm putting mine to use.
When the time comes.
It's not taking up space in the freezer.
Mine doesn't take up much space, trust me.
Honey, where's the ice cream? Where's that Haagen-Dazs? I think it's behind your foreskin.
Right next to the acid.
Oh, you make me laugh.
All right, so if you are one of the chosen people or half a chosen person.
Or a non-chosen
person. Or a non-chosen person at
all. That's the net we're throwing out there.
Yes.
Either if you're a Jew, a half Jew, or not a Jew, give us a call. That should cover most of
you. And so are you and I going to be talking to the same person and then you and I both?
Then we'll vote.
But I think we're going to vote the same way.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
I think we are.
Bethy suggested some questions I could ask. Hey, did you see Bethy's pretty hat?
Yes, it was a very pretty hat. It was in today's newsletter. And thank you, Jeremiah, for stepping up and becoming our associate producer and bringing the 7-second delay newsletter back to life. Today was the first one in about 9 months.
I haven't read it. I don't read it. But you tell me he did a good job?
He did a great job. And there's a picture of Bethy with your pretty hat
with a free pretty hat. Cost to me, zero.
Yeah, thanks to your gambling addiction.
Thanks to online betting in the state of New Jersey and the Martingale system. Thanks to Louis Martingale.
That was his name, Louis?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. He was French. Oh, that's why you're saying Louis, I see. Could be Pierre.
Yeah, that's right, Ken. It could be Pierre.
That's right, Ken.
Good point.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jean-Claude Martingale. And Nick the Bard's just screening our first non-Jew.
Or Jew.
Or Jew or half-Jew.
So we don't. Now, Nick, we don't want their names.
No right? names.
Because we get an Izzy, we know he's in the tribe. Do you know what you're going to ask him? Do you know what you're going to talk about?
Yes. Mike, I have my questions ready.
You do?
Yes.
Did you write them out?
No. I was lying. I have no questions. I'm a blank slate. BF, you're on the air.
Oh, that's Hello? Very smart. Now we have initials.
Hi, BF.
BF, don't tell us anything. Don't even tell us where you live.
All right.
Because, you know, you say Brooklyn and we got you pegged. Okay, BF. Can I ask you a question? We're each going to ask you one question.
All right.
Okay. What was the best dish that your mom used to prepare for you when you were growing up?
I am going to say brie with some cranberries and brandy on top.
Brie with cranberries?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. You're talking to a non-foodie.
A food illiterate.
I have no idea. I don't speak food.
I don't even need a question. He's not Jewish.
Really?
Non-Jew. Yep. That's my vote. Non-Jew.
You know what? I'm going to say, okay, I'll say non-Jew also.
Okay.
Should I say?
Yeah, BF.
You know what? I'm really offended. I'm half Jewish.
Oh, I was going to say half Jewish.
Yes, on the father's side.
Oh, very okay. You know what? Because I was going to say it, you got to believe me. I'm taking a point.
No point.
Why? I was going to say it.
That was
my first instinct.
But you didn't say it.
I changed my mind at the last minute, but I regret that now. I'm taking a point.
No.
Why? What's
wrong
with you?
I got it right that his mother was not Jewish.
Okay.
Brie with brandy or something?
Brie with cranberries and brandy.
Yeah, no. Jews don't make that.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
But he could have. Okay, we've learned a lesson here, a valuable lesson.
Well, thank you, BF.
He could be. Okay.
Stay half chosen.
Yeah, that's right. Stay half chosen. Ken, don't be funnier than
sorry.
Me.
Sorry. It's 0-0.
Do we have to have this talk?
No, I'm sorry. No, I forgot.
Don't outshine me.
I won't.
I've got a reputation.
Do the postal truck thing again. Hey, we are looking for stand-up comedians.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a stand-up night October 30th. It's
the night before Halloween.
Right. It's Mischief Night. It's 7-Second Delay Comedy Mischief Night, and we're looking for listener stand-up comedians who can come up and do 5 minutes at Monty Hall.
Do they have to have a resume? Do they have to have experience?
We're hoping that...
So you want real comedians?
I'm not looking for real working comedians. I'm just looking for people who are not doing it for their very first time. That's all. It's not an open mic. I don't want to do an open mic.
Right. My friend Simon Mandel, very funny. He's a magician.
Great.
He's going to do a few
minutes. Oh, yeah, that's right. I've seen him. He's great. And then
my son, Evan. I know it's a school night if he gets his homework done.
Uh-huh.
And Bethy gives him permission. But Bethy, ever since I got her that pretty hat, she's been pretty complacent.
Good. So if you're a stand-up...
I really softened her up.
If you can do 5 minutes, we can give you a stage and an audience and email me at ken@wfmu.org. And I think one of the comedians is actually going to win a cash prize.
And who's going to vote? Oh, the other comedians
The other comedians are going to vote. And they cannot vote for themselves. And we have a brilliant enforcement mechanism. One of the comedians was asking me, like, how are you going to prevent the comedians from not voting for themselves?
Because it's a secret ballot.
Right.
And what's the answer? It's not a secret ballot?
An Iron Maiden. We have it all figured out.
Fantastic. And then after the show, the fun isn't over, right, Ken?
No.
Everybody in the audience will get a roll of toilet paper. And we're going to go marching up the street. There's another radio station up the street.
That's
right. Mischief Night.
Yep.
And we're going to TP their trees and their doors.
Boy, they won't know what hit them.
Is that K-Rock?
It's either K-Rock or Z100. They're both in the neighborhood.
Just to see their faces when they wake up.
Oh, boy.
They look out their window.
So if you're a stand-up comedian who can do 5 minutes Wednesday night, October 30th in Monty Hall here in Jersey City, email me, ken@wfmu.org.
Or if you know of one.
Yeah.
Or you're married to one.
AG, you are on the air.
Hey, good work, Nick. Thanks for the initials. Hey, AG. Hey, love the show.
Can't believe I got through.
Oh, that means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
It does. It means more to me than Andy, but the world is accurate.
AG, you're the fish we were hoping to catch. We have. I'm going to ask you one question, and just based on that question, we will try to divine whether you are Jewish, half Jewish, or a non-Jew. Are you ready?
And all are acceptable, AG. There's nothing wrong with being any one of those three groups. I just want to say that.
Yeah. Good, Ken.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, all right, I'm ready.
Okay. Tell me about the last time you went fishing.
The last time I went fishing was I was at my grandparents' house. They have a house in Connecticut that's in a little community with a lake, and we went fishing off the dock.
Jew.
Because he visited his grandparents?
Yeah.
And they're in a little community?
Connecticut.
And they have a lake?
Lake Connecticut fishing.
You know what? I'm going to play the odds. I'm going to say half Jew. Okay.
AG, what do you got?
Full Jew.
All right, I get the point.
That's what I meant to say.
Yes.
I'm taking a point.
No, you can't take the point.
No, I meant to say that.
It's 1-0.
I almost said it.
Thank you, AG. Stay chosen, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stay chosen.
Ooh. What the heck?
Oh, I gave them my number.
Who?
I gave my agent your number.
What number is that? What freaking phone is that?
Well, whatever it is, just answer it. Well, maybe it's a robocall. Whatever they're buying, you know what's a funny thing to do? Whatever they're selling, just buy it. Why a whole bunch of them?
Yeah, why is that
Give me your credit card number.
Why is that funny?
It really discombobulates them. They're not used to it. It's so funny. Buy a lot of it.
Okay. Hey, BL, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi, BL.
Oh, it's my BL.
Jew. I guess Jew.
You can't get more Jewish. I'm gonna guess very Jewish.
Will you guess when Evan's bar mitzvah is? Because it's the week of the comedy show at WFMU.
It's that Evan's night?
No, it's not. Oh, you mean it's the following weekend?
It's his rehearsal is the day.
Oh, that's right. I have a little conflict. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, so he can do his Haftorah from the stage of Monty Hall.
Yeah.
It'll be fresh in his head.
He can punch it up.
Haftorah is always good for a couple of laughs.
So, honey, we have to change the date there because I can't miss this little FMU thing.
Yeah, you better reschedule that bar mitzvah.
Yeah, I don't think the complacency blue hat is working.
I don't think so either. You sound as spunky as ever.
Yeah. I think it made me more spunky, that's all.
I think it did.
Okay,
thanks,
Ellen. Right, love you guys.
Bye, BL.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Thanks, Beth.
Thanks.
Stay strong, Beth. I know how hard it can be living with somebody with a gambling addiction. Hang in there. Help is available.
She doesn't see the problem, which she's wearing her pretty blue hat.
No. Once the car gets repossessed, I think she'll see it a different way.
Yeah, she would. Okay.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're looking for Jews, half-Jews, and non-Jews.
I'm going to guess my wife is all Jewish.
Well, I guessed that already.
Oh, okay. So he's got a point.
2-1.
Okay.
What else is going on? We have a record fair coming up at Monty Hall a week from Saturday.
At Monty Hall?
Yeah, the Monty Hall Record Fair.
Oh, you mean you have a smaller annual record fair here?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. I see. And how many tables can you fit into Monty Hall?
Oh, we can fit in a lot of records.
Oh, you mean it's records from the station?
Yeah, stations extra.
And no outside vendors?
Right, just the station's extra records. Thousands and thousands of them.
Wait, so I'm sorry. These little indie record companies, these mm-hmm. struggling record companies,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Barely making a nickel, living on a shoestring. They send you a free samples of their free samples of their records, right?
Right.
Free copies of their new releases.
And we play their record on the air, and they get the FMU bump. And
they get that FMU bump?
Their problems.
You can say that without
solved.
Laughing?
Yeah.
FMU bump. Okay. Now, how do you what do you squeeze a little rusty nail when you say that? Okay, so you don't laugh when you say that. And then you turn around and you make more money from the damn band than the band makes.
No, we don't sell the promo records. We sell records that are donated to us. People clear out their collections and donate their records to the station. And if we already have them, then we sell them.
And are these vinyl records?
Mostly, but also a ton of CDs. Singles.
I love it.
We're playing Jew, half Jew, or not Jew?
We're playing Jew Detection.
And MT is on line one. MT, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hi,
hey,
MT.
Thanks for calling. You love the show.
MT, I got a question for you.
Wait, can I just ask one question first?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to try to deceive you, or am I just answering honestly?
No, you must answer honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, we won't ask you any leading questions like how do you feel about the state of Israel?
Or the shape of your nose. What is the shape of your nose?
Yeah, what's the length of your nose? We're not going to ask questions like that.
Pre-procedure.
I don't know if that would help anyway, but go ahead.
Where do you keep your foreskin?
Yeah. Do you miss your foreskin?
Okay, MT. What is your favorite tool?
Favorite tool. Oh, nothing jumps out.
Jew.
What?
Jew.
Are you a Jew, half Jew, or non-Jew?
Non-Jew.
Oh! Oh, damn. I'm going to have to change my strategy.
I'll tell you what. I know exactly what Kent's thinking there was, and I supported it. Kent's thinking was that a Jew, when he needs something fixed, will call a man.
Right.
Right?
Right. He didn't have a favorite tool right off the top of his head.
Do you have a favorite tool?
Sure.
What's your favorite tool?
Sawzall.
Is there such an animal?
Of course.
Mine's an awl.
An awl?
Yeah.
That's like a drafting tool. It's not a real tool.
Leatherwork.
No. It's a tool. You work on belts and leather with it. And then you know why I like it? Because I hold it up and I say to my kids, someday this all will be yours.
Very good. Very good.
So, no secret there.
Yeah.
No secret there.
Hey, thanks, MT.
Okay.
Think about jumping ship, becoming one of the chosen people.
We can make these jokes, right, about Jews. You know why?
Right, because we're both Jewish.
Because we're both racist.
Right. That's right.
Can you imagine how difficult it is in these days, for non-racists?
Oh, my God. Talk show hosts,
they have to watch everything they say.
Oh, the cancel culture.
They have to be so careful.
Cancel culture is so difficult
on the
racists. I know.
Thank God. Oh, my God. Thank God. Thank God we avoided all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's way better to be an out-and-out racist.
Yeah. Thank God. Yeah, the pressure's off.
Yeah.
The leash is off, baby.
You have a license to do a show like this.
The muzzle's off.
JP, you're on the air.
How's it going, Detective?
Hey, JP.
We're fine. Yeah, you're welcome to Jew Detection. We're going to ask you one question. One question is all we need, right, fellow Jew detective?
Yes, one question.
Okay. Here's my question. Tell me your – okay, hold on. You're at a deli. You're at the 2nd Avenue deli. What might you order at a local deli?
Club sandwich.
Club sandwich.
I love club sandwiches.
Yeah, everybody likes a club sandwich.
Okay, we might have to have a follow-up question. Okay, here's a hypothetical.
Okay.
You own a small garment business.
Go on.
In Midtown.
Yes.
Okay. You're behind on the VIG. You've been borrowing money. You're in over your head. The shysters are coming after you. So you have, what are your options? You can't get out from under. You're in a hole. Tell me some of your options.
Leave town.
Leave town is good.
Go to Hoboken.
That doesn't sound like a Jewish response.
Correct. Yeah, well, if he had said Jewish lightning... we would have a better idea.
I'm going to say non-Jew.
I'm going to say half-Jew.
JP, what you got?
Non-Jew.
Ooh, Andy gets the point.
They love their club sandwiches.
And it's a tie ball game, 2-2, thanks to you, JP.
Let me tell you about the Goyim, Ken.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, JP.
The Goyim love their club sandwiches.
I'm not even sure what a club sandwich is. I think I've had one. It's got does it have ham and cheese? Oh, yeah, Jesus, it has ham.
I'm not going to talk about what a club sandwich is. That's just too sad.
Doesn't it have ham?
That's just too sad.
So I'm
not going to describe a club sandwich to you.
You know what a... No,
no
you
because
don't.
It's just a waste of everyone's time. You're the only person in North America that would even...
You have no idea what's in a club sandwich.
I have club sandwiches 4 times a week.
But you don't know what's in them.
No, I don't know what's in them.
Just order it.
Yeah.
You know how to order a tuna fish sandwich and a club sandwich.
I go to that restaurant near us that's always in the dark. It's in a cavern. Subterranean bunker.
EF, you're on the air.
Hey, EF, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, EF.
I have a question for you. We're going to divine whether you're in the tribe or not.
I'm real excited, guys.
Okay. Tell me about the camp you went to.
Oh, that was going to be one of mine.
Oh, I went to camp once and I didn't like it.
Not a Jew.
Oh, you got me.
3-3.
You know what? You know what the clue was for me when she said she went to camp once and she didn't like it.
Yeah. A Jew would have said, "I went to camp for 12 years and I hated it every year."
Jew would have said, "I went to camp for 12 years and I loved it. It's where I learned. It's where I learned modern dance." And how to make.
It's where I lost my virginity.
Yeah, exactly.
Tried drugs.
Oh, you mean if they went to Camp Friedman?
Yeah. Thanks, EF.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Camp Friedman has one counselor. It's a staff of one. Ken Friedman.
No, that was my summer camp experience. Thank God. Phone number here is 201 I forget the rest. What's the rest, Andy?
209-9368.
Very good. I tricked you into saying the correct number.
201-209-9368. We are Jew detectives. You know, we're pretty good at this. The local police have used us in a number of cases.
Oh, yeah.
When they're looking for Jews.
Yep.
By the way, any local cops out there that need our services, we're available.
Just project the foreskin into the clouds of the sky and we will come running.
That's our little bad signal?
Yeah. Did you know, like, didn't...
Why? How did you suddenly get funny?
Didn't they?
Wait, have you always been funny?
I guess.
And I'm just seeing you clearly for the first time?
I guess.
Like the end of a Julia Roberts movie?
Yeah.
We're just falling in love?
Right.
Even though we've known each other?
Right, at the end of Erin Brockovich.
Yeah.
Which I never saw. All right, line one, it's KL. You're on the air.
Hello there.
Hey, KL.
You love the show.
Of course.
We're going to divine whether or not we're talking to a Jew or not. The score is close to tied.
It's tied. It's 3-3.
Okay, you ready? Here's my question. This is also, again, a courtesy of my wife, Beth. What sports did you play in high school?
Oh, good question.
Well, I tried out for the baseball team.
Jew.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't make it. He tried out. He didn't get on.
Ouch, that hurts.
Okay, I'm going to say Jew. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Okay, KL, Jew or non-Jew?
Jew.
Yes! 4-4.
Well, I'm glad I can make you boys feel good. Finally, you got some right.
Well, really KL, you did better than me. Yeah. I would never have dared try out for the baseball team.
Yeah.
Ken, that was the beginning of my...
No, Jews don't play team sports, my friend.
WFMU.
Ken was president of the marijuana club.
Jews do those solo sports.
Yeah, Jews own the sports teams.
Like running, skiing. No team sports, no sports involving balls. No, thank you.
I'm a runner.
Okay,
I'm a runner.
Thanks, KL. Bye-bye.
We're at 201-209-9368. Join us. We're playing Jew, half Jew, or non-Jew.
And the phone number is 201-209-9368. MD, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi,
MD. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing fine. Thank you for asking. Hey, MD, how do you fix a leaky faucet in the bathroom?
I call a plumber.
Leaky faucet.
I call my uncle. He's a plumber.
Oh, there you go. Non-Jew.
Non-Jew.
Non-Jew. Oh,
non-Jew.
No, I'm gonna,
you're right.
Non-Jew, yeah.
Tied 5-5.
She made a strategic error. She mentioned her uncle's profession.
Right.
My uncle's Gene Gironis. He works in Hoboken. He's good if you need a plumber.
Okay.
Oh, I know him.
Of course you know him.
Yeah.
Singing plumber.
Everybody knows him. He's a great non-Jew plumber.
Right.
He is a great non-Jew plumber. Say hi to Erwin for me.
Okay.
Have a great night, guys.
Thanks, MD. So this is what I was worried about, that you and I would be guessing the same every round. It's tied.
Well,
it's tied 5-5.
So many of them are pretty obvious.
Yeah. All right, well.
Should we ask more subtle questions? Make it more challenging?
I suppose. Then can we get two subtle questions?
I don't know. Whatever you want, Ken.
Okay. DD, you're on the air.
How's it going?
Hey, DD.
It's going fine.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, thanks for calling. You love the show. Hey, DD, here's a desert island question. What two or three box sets would you definitely bring to a desert island?
Two or three box sets?
Yeah, two or three collections of two or three band...
of music, yeah.
Of music, yeah.
Two or three. All right, this is going to be interesting. Let me see. Brian Eno box set would be top of my list.
Okay.
Then let me see. Early Genesis box set. Another one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
And also, let's throw in Wilco, the band Wilco.
Huh. Bit of a prog.
There's no way you're going to be able to divine anything from that.
No. I was hoping he'd say Art Garfunkel.
And what would that mean?
As Jewish as you get.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping
I'd hear Mandy Patinkin. I'm going to say half Jewish because I think there's more of those out there than we've heard so far.
I'm going to say Jewish.
Nope, both wrong.
Oh,
hold on! We get two guesses, right?
No,
Ken?
No.
I'm going to say non-Jew.
Too late.
Oh, you only get one guess.
One guess only.
Actually, does 4% count? We got our genetic testing done. It turns out I'm 4% Ashkenazi.
Oh.
So you're
diaspora. So you're, I don't know if that doesn't count.
You're slightly chosen.
You're one of them 125th Jews.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Some Jews somewhere raped one of your grandparents.
And some of my best friends are Jewish. Does that count?
Nope.
Yep. It does.
Well, thank you, D.D.
What percentage of thanks, D.D. What percentage of your friends, Ken, would you say are Jewish?
I have no friends.
Yeah, so it is a trick question.
Zero.
Yeah, zero.
How about you?
Well, are you my friend?
Yes.
100%.
I forgot to count you. So there we are. Same answer again.
Same answer again. It's very easy.
All right, R.R., you're on the air.
Love the show.
Thank you, R.R. That means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
It does.
I know it.
I'm not being sarcastic. Okay, so we're going to ask you one question, and based on that question, we will divine your ethnicity.
R.R., what do you usually eat for breakfast?
Sprouted bread with almond butter and apricot preserves. No sugar added.
Non-Jew. But it's fine. It's fine not to be Jewish. That's fine. It's a choice you made.
R.R., are we?
Nova on a everything bagel. How's that?
Too late. So we're both right. 6-6. Thanks, R.R.
This is pretty easy.
No problem.
It is.
Isn't it? Okay, would you give me this? It's interesting how well we're doing, how easy it is. Culturally, the Jews are so clearly defined that this becomes pretty easy.
Yeah, we have to ask more subtle questions. I thought that was a pretty, I guess no food, I guess food is not so subtle.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay, let's take another call. 201-209-9368. Are we really tied?
We are, 6-6. And line three, it's SK, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, SK.
You love the show.
Hey now.
Hey now, we've got a big hey now. Hey, SK, we're going to ask you a question. Tell me your three all-time favorite television series.
The Odd Couple, All in the Family, and Mr. Ed.
Oh, well, I love those answers. I was hoping to hear the Shabbat Shalom Hour or something like that.
I didn't watch that one too often.
Okay, so this guy, so you must be close to my age. You're in your 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so wait. So you're in your 60s and you're missing Mr. Ed. You're missing All in the Family. He's a guy.
No, you just asked me a question. What was my favorite? I just asked you a question.
This guy sounds half Jewish.
Yeah, that's. I'm going to say non-Jew.
I'm going to say half Jewish.
I'm glad we're not guessing the same. SK, what is it?
It's Sheldon. Who do you think?
Oh, it's our friend Sheldon.
Hey, Sheldon.
So he's
now answer the question.
Well, he's Jewish. No, that's
you name a kid Sheldon.
Yeah, Sheldon's as Jewish. You can't. It's like calling him Yid. You might as well call him. Name him Yid. Named Sheldon.
Well, it's got me this far. My early 60s. So
it's got him this far.
I should have known because I watched all those shows when I was a kid, too.
Yeah, me too. Now
and look at me.
It.
Yeah, so.
But I don't know if I'd list him as my favorite. But
yeah.
But that says a lot about you, Sheldon. That's fantastic. Those are great.
Hey, listen,
great shows.
You guys are two of the funniest guys I know. And just keep rocking. And I told my son to get in touch with you, Ken, for the open mic thing on the
30th. Okay, we're looking forward
to it. Oh, good. Thanks a lot, Sheldon.
And thanks for your kind words. Now, Sheldon, if you had to pick one, me or Ken, if you had a favorite, who would you say? If there was a fire and you could only save one of us.
That's a really loaded question.
Yeah. Yeah,
I see.
I'm not going to answer it.
No, I see Sheldon.
You guys, but I couldn't make that decision.
I see you a couple of times a year, Sheldon. You never see Andy.
Well, wait. Factor this in. The odds are Ken started the fire.
Listen, I still not. It's a loaded question. I can't answer that. I love both of you guys, but listen.
Okay.
Factor this in.
Ken has nothing nice to say about you when we're off the air. Factor that
in. That's not true. I say nothing but nice things about Sheldon.
And Sheldon, save me. Save me.
Listen.
For one thing, I'll probably be closest to the door. Oh, this is just so maddening.
The isopropyl alcohol is supposed to burn off so quickly that it doesn't start a fire. It's not my fault that it did.
Fine.
Now you're at your final answer, Sheldon.
You have your excuse all the day.
Final answer is,
hey, Sheldon,
you two alone, and I would jump over.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? Seriously, no joking around. We would look forward to having your son on. Your son has done comedy professionally.
He's working on it. He's a funny guy. We've listened to you two for years. Max is a funny guy, and he can hold his own.
That's the only criteria we need, right, Ken? If you listen to us.
Better than most comics.
Yeah, exactly. A funny guy.
He can hold his own, and he's been working on things. One of his topics is things I never asked my father. He's asking me all kinds of outlandish stuff, and he's working that into a routine. So
I can't wait.
Sounds great, Sheldon.
Oh, he's good.
Okay.
Stay chosen, buddy.
Hey, I'm chosen, homie.
Okay,
we're going to meet Sheldon's son Max. Hopefully,
We're looking for stand-up comics to do 5 minutes at the 7 Second Delay Stand-Up Comedy Mischief Night, October 30th. If you can help us out, email me ken@wfmu.org.
If you're funny, that's a plus. If you can throw toilet paper over a telephone wire, that's an added plus.
Big plus.
Yeah.
And we go to JC. You're on the air. JC?
Hello?
Hi, JC. I'm going to say non-Jew.
Well, with those initials.
Yeah, JC.
With those initials, that's a clue. Although right. The original JC couldn't have been more Jewish.
True.
Consider that, my friend.
Yeah, his last name wasn't Christ initially. I think they gave that to him later.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, because he was the Christ.
Huh. What was his original name? I'm going to guess, just a guess based on nothing, Rosenblatt.
I think it was
Jesus Rosenblatt, the carpenter.
All right, JC, what is it? We've put in our guess.
No, we haven't even talked to him.
I'm saying non-Jew.
Just based on his initials?
Yeah,
that's insulting.
What Jewish parent?
No, there's Jeremiah of something. He can be Jewish. I'm going to ask him a question.
Okay, go ahead.
JC?
Yes.
How many people have you brought back from the dead?
JC?
Yeah.
JC, tell us about the last time you went either canoeing or kayaking.
Huh?
Last time you were in a boat.
Are you?
A boat? It was like 20 years ago.
You're saying that Jews don't go in boats? Is that what you're...
Jews
implying
hate boats.
They do?
I know it's a stereotype.
I don't think that's...
It's a stereotype I just made up.
Yeah.
Not based on nothing.
Well, I'm sticking with my non-Jew for JC.
I'm going to say half-Jewish.
Ken's right.
Got it. Oh, thank you, JC. I got the lead. Finally.
I think Jews go on vacation. You know, I'm going
to...
Okay,
7-6.
Okay, I have a good question for the next one.
Thank you, JC. Okay. We're playing Jew, half-Jew, or non-Jew here with the Jewish detectives, Ken and Andy. We are both of the Jewish persuasion, and so we're allowed to make
my
these
kids did
jokes.
A yeah, and we're racist.
Right.
We're allowed to say anything we want. My kids did those DNA tests.
Yeah.
And they came back, they're 108% Jewish. off the charts.
How is that?
Ashkenazi.
How is it possible?
Coming out of their ears.
How can they be?
It just is flowing out of their butts and their ears. We're more than 100%.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe I misread the damn thing. No, but it was very close to 100. It was like 99 point something.
Might as well be 100.
I think it means that Beth and I are from the same shtetl. You know that? We're probably neighbors. She probably lived right above me in the shtetl. Her great-great-great-grandmother.
DJ, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, DJ.
Hey,
thanks
DJ.
For calling.
I wouldn't miss the show. I love this show.
That means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
It does. Thank you, DJ.
Now, don't tell us anything about yourself. We're going to divine whether or not you're in the tribe just based on the answer to this question. Tell us about the best vacation you ever took with your family.
Ooh.
When you were a kid, the vacation you remember most fondly.
Oh, let's see. Atlantic City, New Jersey.
What brought you there? Was that before the casinos?
She's not being honest, I don't think.
Was that before the casinos when it was just a big boardwalk?
Yes, before the casinos.
Yeah, she's Jewish. She was used to love the shore. That was a Jewish boardwalk.
It was Atlantic City?
We're talking to a Jewess. She may not be a Jew, but she's Jewish.
I'm going to say non-Jew.
Okay. What's our answer?
Yeah, I'm Jewish.
Yeah. Oh,
tie ball
was,
game.
You know, that was the place we went to the big hotel. And my
You go to the hotel.
And we ate and ate. We walked the boardwalk.
Yeah, they used to have delis. They used to, it was very Jewish.
Very Jewish.
Was it really?
Yeah, now it's the opposite of Jewish.
Wow. Now it's just depressing.
Well, it is depressing.
Well, now you don't have to You don't have to go there to win pretty hats for your family.
No,
you can do it thanks to New Jersey. It's an online betting.
Well, I don't look good in hats.
I'm
not a hat wearer, even though I am.
Yeah, my wife didn't think she was either, but oh my god, she got that big purple hat, frilly hat.
Well, thanks for playing, DB.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's interesting. You're pretty good.
I can't believe it's a tie ball game again.
Tied it up. 201-209-9368. We're the Jewish detectives. The cops use us in difficult cases.
And line two, do we have BR on the line?
Yo, WFMU rocks.
Hi, BR.
Not a Jew. What's the opposite of a Jew?
You guys are awesome, man. I'm having so much fun listening to you.
Not a Jew.
You're going to say non-Jew?
What?
Jews wouldn't enjoy this show.
He's having too much fun. Is that what you're saying? BR's too joyful to be a Jew.
Yeah, this guy loves himself.
Go ahead, ask BR a question.
Okay, you ask BR a question.
Let's hear it.
Hey, BR, let me ask you a question. When was the last time, or did you ever change a car tire? In your life.
Jews can change car tires.
I know they can. No one's questioning that they could. Jews can do a lot of things. Of course they can.
They need the manual first.
Yeah.
probably about 5 years ago.
Not a Jew.
I'm going to go with you. Non-Jew.
I'm married to one. You didn't ask the right question.
Married to one. I could tell that, too. I can tell that too. Enjoy
you guys.
Enjoy your Jew-ess.
Thanks, BR. Oh man, we only have about 13 minutes left.
There's a great old joke. Why do men married to Jewish women die first? Because they want to.
But couldn't that make sense about any?
Oh, shut up. You're going to be at the comedy night asking these follow-up questions? Yeah.
It's my job.
Yeah. Hey, listen, that was a great 5 minutes. We have a couple of follow-up questions for you.
Couldn't that second joke really have been about
apply to any nationality?
Any ethnic group whatsoever?
Yeah. Now, wait. Now, these comedians doing 5 minutes. Is this uncensored? Are they allowed to work blue? Are we going to record it and then try to air it?
Yeah, it's uncensored. It's not going to be live on the air, so they can curse as much as they want. We will record it and then try to turn it into a radio show by adding extra curses.
And will somebody be videotaping our Mischief Night? Portion of the evening.
Oh yes.
Just imagine. No, look on K Rock. You're the radio manager. You're the station manager at K Rock. You wake up. You look out your office window. Oh my God! Toilet paper all over the telephone poles.
And it's not K Rock anymore. It's now alternative. It's the alternative station.
Oh,
is it still called K Rock? Maybe it is. Yeah. But they deserve to be TP'd more than ever. That's the bottom line.
We'll find a reason that they deserve it.
Yeah. HH, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi,
HH. Hi, HH. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
I do love the show.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Tell me about the camp you went to.
I went to a lot of theater camps when I was a kid.
Theater camps.
And tell me about the last Broadway show you attended.
Oh, gosh. I've never been to Broadway. The last, really big show that I saw was in the West End.
Hmm. Are you calling from London?
I'm not. I'm in the States right now.
But you live there.
So she went to theater camp but has never been to a Broadway show.
Well, she might not live.
I don't like musicals.
She might not live near here. She might not live nearby.
Okay.
I'm going to say, but theater camp, interesting.
Yeah, that's very Jewish.
It's as Jewish as you can get. I'm going to say Jewess. I'm going to say we're speaking to a Jewess.
I'm going to say Jew. Yeah.
Okay, nope. Let's turn the cards over. Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, that was no.
Both wrong?
Yeah, both wrong.
Wait, I have a second guess.
Is Andy more wrong than I am?
Because I went first?
No, you're both equally wrong.
Huh. Okay.
You know, next time you're in New York, we're going to take you to a show.
Oh, I would love that.
How can you go to theater camp and not like musicals?
I don't know. I was always the black sheep of my camp.
You were just sitting in the wings, frowning and shaking your head?
Basically, and shaking my fist, yeah.
Yeah, shaking your fist as they were singing Maria.
Exactly.
There is theater that's non-musical, Andy.
Well,
you know?
But you go to camp to sing.
There's a non-musical version of Guys and Dolls.
Yeah, fine. Thanks. Thanks, Ken.
Okay. Thanks, HH.
Thanks, Ken.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You're tuned into the Buzzkill Hour with your host Ken Friedman. Thanks for calling. 201-209-9368.
Hi, DB. You're on the air.
Hey guys, love the show. Can't believe I got through.
That means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
Jew.
As Jewish as you can get.
Yes.
You know why? It's the rhythm of the talk.
Yes.
It's the rhythm.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
DB, what do you say?
GB, if you're not Jewish, you should be Jewish, and we will indoctrinate you. We'll swear you in right here.
I don't even get a question?
No, we don't need a question.
Jew, non-Jew, or half-Jew?
100% Roman Catholic.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
Talking like that, you could marry a Jew. You could marry a Jew and keep up with her. Are you married?
I am very anxious, though.
Yeah, you are anxious and guilt-ridden. Are you married? Are you a married man?
I am married to another Roman Catholic.
Maybe there's a kinship there that we didn't factor in.
Well, Catholics are almost like Reformed Jews.
Yeah. Because when you first said hello, it sounded like we were talking to like a Shmata salesman or something, right, Kenny?
Yeah.
I think that is a compliment.
Someone going to sell us a restaurant, you tell us something.
Well, fantastic. Damn, DB, good job.
Thank you. I'll look into Jewish conversion classes.
You know, if we can talk someone into converting, we get like a $400 bonus. Did you know that, Ken?
We still do. That's still on the table?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that we still got that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Little incentive program.
Yeah, think about becoming one of the chosen people, DB.
I like being Catholic. You don't really have to go
It's
to
glorious. No. But,
well, Catholic, no, Catholic, you can do anything and then you get forgiven.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's pretty, kind of the same sweet. Thing. Very similar.
Yeah, we're not quite as forgiving.
Well, you just have to not eat for a day, and then you're forgiven.
Oh, yeah. You got to not eat for a whole day.
Yeah. I mean, when you're Catholic, you can get forgiven like every week. Jews, you got to...
Do you fast every year? I don't fast.
I don't fast.
You know what I do? It's a kind of a modified fast. I eat only foods that are not my favorite. I won't eat my favorite foods.
For Yom Kippur?
Yeah. Something. I sacrifice something.
Huh.
I don't eat, for one day, I don't eat off other people's plates.
Well, that's suffering.
Something.
Yeah.
It's something. Fine.
Thank you, DB.
Thanks, guys. I love you.
I love you. Do we get I love you? Do we get that often?
No, not very often at all. But we've done some good shows lately.
We have?
Yes, I'm feeling the love.
It's all a blur.
Yeah. The gambling addiction show was good.
I enjoyed that.
The week before that with the Endless Loop show.
Well, I understand. It was fun to, it was fun for us, but we didn't have to listen to it.
Very polarizing. I had to listen to it. I was here the whole hour. I loved it.
I was very happy to turn that off.
A lot of people hated it.
Yeah.
I know.
People with radios.
Yeah.
They hated it.
And with ears.
Yeah, with ears.
All right, we're still playing Jew, non-Jew, or half-Jew.
This is why I love you, Ken. It's a show that really turned a lot of people off, and you were very proud of it.
Yeah.
I love you for that.
Hi, R.O., you're on the air.
Hi, I still love the show.
Thanks,
R.O.
Even though you've heard the last 45 minutes of it?
That's true, yes.
Now, okay, so wait, a last name that begins with an O, that is actually a hint right there.
Well, it could be Ostrovsky.
Could be Irish. I need to ask him a question.
O'Connell? O'Leary?
What can we ask him?
What's your favorite dessert, R.O.?
Cheesecake.
Wow, no hesitation.
That's pretty Jewish.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, they have it at the resorts.
Cheesecake.
You mentioned Guys and Dolls. There was a whole scene in Guys and Dolls.
About cheesecake?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Guys and Dolls?
Nope.
We should get some listeners together and perform it for you. That would be a great hour. An abbreviated version of Guys and Dolls, just for you.
I know some of the songs from it.
You know, Luck Be a Lady.
Yeah, and Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair.
Is that from
South Pacific?
That's South Pacific.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
You did not go to theater camp.
No, I did not.
You went to dope camp.
It's not called dope camp, Henry.
Okay, so we have, who's on the air?
R.O.
R.O. Okay, we have to ask him a question.
Cheesecake.
Hey, R.O., what kind of car do you drive?
I don't.
Ah!
I have epilepsy, so that I can't drive.
Non-Jew.
Non-Jew?
Non-Jew.
Wait, I have one more question, if I may. May I?
A Jew person with epilepsy would have a specially outfitted vehicle.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where did that come from?
That's true.
The DMV there in California.
Okay, here's my question. Before we make our answer, what movie in your lifetime have you seen most often?
Stripes with Bill Murray.
I stand by my guess, non-Jew.
I would say non-Jew. That's a non-Jewish movie answer. And what is our? We're turning the cards over. What is the answer?
Half Jewish.
We're both wrong, and it's still a tie ball game.
I'm sorry. On your mother's side or father's side?
On my mother's side.
That means you're Jewish, but half Jewish by our criteria.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for
calling. Thanks, R.O.
Now, do you want to go? Do you want to do a lightning round?
Yeah,
we have
need
a couple
a lightning,
more calls.
Lightning round here. P.S. You're on the air.
Yeah, Lundy's Cheesecake and Guys and Dolls. You're right. You're just reminding me.
Wow. That's right. It's a great scene. Hey,
right, Valerie Harper. Did that inspire this show?
Jew.
Right. Well, I thought she was Jewish. She's not.
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh.
Because he knows about the cheesecake scene from Guys and Dolls.
And talking about Valerie Harper.
And he's talking about a character from, talking about Rhoda from
Rhoda.
The Mary Tyler
yeah,
Moore
Yeah, Rhoda.
Rhoda
very...
Morgenstern. That was a shill. No, she wasn't Jewish.
Oh, she wasn't Jewish,
Valerie Harper was not Jewish.
But only somebody that knows that would
well,
be
Well, we're
Jewish.
Running out of time.
I would say Jewish.
No. Although my last name is Seymour, it's a Jewish first name, but not a Jewish last name.
Oh,
interesting.
I get people... I think I'm Jewish all the
yes,
time.
Yes, you could have told us your name and still fooled us.
All
very
right, P.S., we got to go. We only have time for one more. Hi, you're on the air. It is, who is it? Hi, you're on the air. D.B.? Not sure who it is.
It's you.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, thanks for calling.
J.B.?
Yeah, J.B. We'll say J.B. That's you. Hey, J.B., thanks for calling. We're going to ask you one question, and we're going to divine whether or not you're Jewish. What was your favorite subject in high school?
Oh, music.
And what did you major in college?
Well, I only made it a little while. What did I major in? Writing.
Non-Jew.
I love you, and you're a non-Jew.
You're wrong.
Oh, I'm fantastic. I'm glad to be wrong.
I am 100% chosen.
You know what? You fooled us. What does she win, Ken?
Your foreskin.
The thanks of a grateful nation.
A bookmark.
My bookmark.
Andy's very special bookmark.
Yeah, my very special bookmark.
You might want to.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, JB. Hey, thank you, Nick the Board.
Thanks, Veronica, and a special welcome and thanks to our new producer,
Jeremiah.
And I'll see you next week, buddy.
Yeah, and if you're a stand-up comedian, email me about getting onto the bill at the October 30th 7-second delay stand-up mischief night. My email address is ken@wfmu.org. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
The sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Have you ever?